Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one, only, Kenny Talk is in the building. Dollhouse Radio's on. How's your weekend going? How's your week going? The weekend is almost here. Calm down. It's going to be fun, right? Because you're going to make it fun, right? You know what? Today's show, we're going to jump into after we pay some bills, Dollhouse Radio. After we pay some bills, right, we're going to jump into full control of your happiness. Full control of your happiness. And I know some of y'all might be wondering what would make me choose that title, but the truth be told, everybody, just like one of the shows that we have on Dollhouse Radio called Truth Be Told. Truth be told, you chose it. I didn't. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I fluctuate, I move around, I flex the shows just for you. And a lot of you guys have been speaking, and you have been making it known that I need to tackle this topic. We'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat, because we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to jump right into the relationship truth of the week, the post. Y'all, is going to tie directly into what we're talking about. Let's get it. It's about to go down. Hands up.
Let's go.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Don't go nowhere now.
Feeling my.
Because I'm going to drop it on you tonight.
I'm feeling myself.
Let's go.
I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks, my Maybach, Black Magic. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Maybe think about me when he wax off. Wax on?
Wax.
National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour.
With my mask off. I'm feeling myself. 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 I'm feeling myself.
Change the game when that digital dropped. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kissy on feet. Pussy on feet. Pretty gang, always keep them on deep. Riding through Texas, feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, Nikki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nikki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work, keep digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real, pack it full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Cooking up the bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna spice, digging up my ego. Ain't got punch lines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that, let that know.
He in love
with that
cook. Don't ever be learning. You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques on my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Tripping on that work. Trippin' off that perk, flippin' up my skirt, and I be whipping all at work, taking trips with all them keys, car keys got bees, singing with the queen bee, and we be whipping all of that D, cause we dope girls, we
flawless,
we the poster girls for owlers, we run around with them bowlers, only real niggas in my cowlers, I'm the big kahuna, go lift them hoops, no, just on this song alone, this on her fourth floor.
Yes, everybody. Everybody that's listening, we are almost about to start. Man, I got something very special for y'all tonight. Stay tuned. Everybody, let's jump right in. Hey, it's time for what I like to call the relationship truth of the week, the post. Now, you know, I have a lot of posts that I do throughout the week. If you guys have not actually added us on Facebook as of yet, make sure you do it quick as you can. It's under Kenneth DeMoss, Kenny Talk, Kenny Talk DeMoss. Holler at me. Let's get it. Let's make some big things happen. Or you can go to Twitter at Kenny Talk EXP. Let's dive right in, everybody. How's your week been so far? Happy hump day. Let's make it. We got a lot to discuss, and it's going to stem around happiness, right? Happiness. So before we begin, I want to read this out to you guys. It's a post that I sent out, and it was a guy that really came at me, right? You know, and he was adamant about his argument, what he was actually saying on the post. So I said, you know what, I'm going to make sure I read this as the response to the relationship truth. And what I said was, the relationship truth post stated, it said, I said, unhappiness is a personal problem. And that was what the relationship truth said. Unhappiness is a personal problem. I'm gonna sit that there just for a sec. And the reason why I want to do that is because I want to know how many of y'all believe that. I want to know how many of y'all don't believe that. Happiness is a personal problem. All right. Hit us up 646-595-4038 if you want to respond to the relationship truth post that we do. You can hit us on Instagram too, @KennyTalk_. Okay, and coming up a little bit later at the break, I got the Keeping It Real letter where I got to keep it real with one of my listeners, right? They sent me a letter in. Make sure you do it, KennyTalk69@gmail.com, or you can send it through the inbox on social media. Get it to me however you can get it to me. I'm going to read it. You know, I'm going to make sure we represent, especially when it ties into the topic. But let me read what my man had to say. Cuz said, he said, hey, man, he said, happiness is not a personal problem in relationships because it takes two. He says it takes two to be happy in or to make a relationship a happy one. He says that both parties have to bring something to the table to make each other happy in order for a relationship to be happy together. Man, now I didn't type anything in response. I just simply liked the comment. Thank you. But you know what? I'm going to make sure that I respond to that right now. But that's what I do on a Real Relationship Talk Show. Let me go and jump in on homie. Thank you for, you know, thank you for speaking on it, man. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about it real quick. What I want to say is this. That thinking is the reason why there are so many people unhappy in relationships. That's thinking right there. Because we believe that a happy relationship is 100% based off of how we're treated. A happy relationship, a good relationship, is based off of two people being together that love each other, that are faithful to each other. And you know what? I'm not making this up. This is what you guys tell me, because I did pose a question. This is what we believe. We feel like it takes the other person in order for us to be happy. And that's just not real. That is not real. A happy relationship is two people that are internally happy with themselves, that are fulfilled with happiness in their life, both coming together, that like and enjoy each other's company, and, you know, even love each other, sexually attracted to each other, all of that, coming together, making a happy relationship. So that's what it's about. We got to get to the point to where we are in full control of that, or we accept the fact that we're in full control of it, right? So that's my response to the homie. He actually wrote that in, and I appreciate you, but I need y'all to understand. I need all the ladies to understand. Ladies, if you're just joining us, we are discussing full control of your happiness. Full control of your happiness. That's what we're discussing. 646-595-4038 if you want to speak on it and be heard. If not, hit me up on the inbox, and I'm going to be because I see them coming in. I'm going to sift through them, you know, in a second, and we're going to pretty much talk about it. But first and foremost, I pose a question. We have to first define what happiness is. We have to define what happiness means to us. And the biggest reason why so many people are unhappy is because happiness is defined by others. Your happiness is defined by the way someone else feels. Right? You got so many people that are in relationships right now. But guess what? They're at the point where when it comes to happiness, man, it's all about what it looks like on the outside looking in. You could be getting everything that you feel you want out of a relationship. But you'll see TV, you'll see movies, you'll see pop culture, you'll see your friends on social media, you'll see your friends at work or somebody else doing this or somebody else doing that. And you'll automatically say, you know what, maybe I should have that. That'll be great. So what we do is we go to our loved ones and we make the statement about how we can make our relationship better. But in actuality, what you're trying to do is get what somebody else has, or something that you sought. That's something that you sought, right? And what ends up happening is, you know, for the most part, your lover might push back, which in return, you may feel like he's being insensitive to your needs or what you feel like, you know, you want out of a relationship. And then a little bit of a conflict starts to happen, right? And then you go to talking to your friends and things of that nature, and then guess what? what you're asking for, girl, is not unreasonable. He need to bring it to the table if he gonna be with you. If he ain't gonna be with you, then he need to keep him all that. All that, right? And that's all we're saying. I'm saying you were perfectly happy before you allowed someone else's perception of happy or an outside influence to make you feel like you wanted more than that. You were happy, right? It's sad. That's what the angle we're going to come at right now. We talk about, the question is, are you in full control of your happiness? I asked several young ladies that, and all of them said, absolutely, I control my happiness in my relationship. I said, well, how? And they said, because, well, I do. You know, they couldn't really explain it. But I said, you know what? If you, listen closely, ladies. I said, if your lover can say or do something to bring you down, if your lover can act a certain way that makes you feel some type of way, then it's almost as if you're not in control of your, that's what it is, you're not in control of your happiness. You're just simply not in control of it. You base your happiness off of the way someone behaves. If they behave, then you're happy. If they don't behave, then you're not happy. Speak on it. I want to hear from you. Right. In just a moment, we're going to jump into what actually happens when you're not in control of your happiness. What are some key points that indicate that you're not in control of your happiness? I got about 6 of them we're going to discuss. We're going to jump into about 3 of them before the break. But right now, you know what? I got a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and bring one of my callers on. I want to introduce him. And we're going to discuss it. We're going to speak on it. We're going to speak on it because I want to hear from you, man. I want to hear, and the listeners want to hear from you. This is one of the... I gotta make sure I introduce him right now. I'm going to bring him on. He probably don't know that I do admire him, right? I admire what he does. I watch what he does, and it inspires me. You know, so when we discuss him coming on the show to speak on some of the topics or whatever, or come at the conversation, whatever angle he wants to come, you know what, man, I was really, really happy to have him on. And I want to introduce him real quick. Area code 919-475, right? I got my man, Mr. Gregory Devon on the line. Everybody, you know what? Show him some love. What's up, Mr. Greg?
What's up, Doc? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm feeling super good right now. I'm feeling
yes,
super
sir.
Good because I got you on the show with me, man.
I appreciate you, Doc.
So tonight, man, we're speaking about happiness. We're speaking about in control of your happiness. And what I was just speaking to everybody on was, you know what, first let's go with the post. The post stated that unhappiness is a personal problem. Even in relationships, it's something personal going on. I mean, how do you feel about that post, man? Keep it real with us.
When I hear that post, I actually would have to agree with it. And
okay.
The reason I agree is because one of the things people do is that they hold other people responsible, first of all, for them being unhappy. So their connection with somebody else is often based upon you need them to make you happy.
Right.
So if that's the case, then you're certainly not in control of your own happiness because you don't know how to be, and you need someone else to make you feel how you desire to feel. And I think a lot of people do that, men and women, you know, and a lot of time it's based upon because you've been hurt, something's missing in your life, you know, but a lot of us are not man or woman enough to admit the fact that we don't even know what happiness is. And if I don't know what something is, I certainly can't achieve it, which is why a lot of us haven't.
You know what? That's a very good point. Not really knowing what happiness is, because A lot of people wouldn't admit that, Greg, because what would that make me look like as a full-grown adult, not knowing what happiness means to me? It would actually solidify the fact that I have been influenced my whole life when it comes to being happy, right? It's like I'm not a follower. I'm not my own man, or I'm not my own woman to know what's going on. And that might be kind of embarrassing. That's probably why they can't and won't admit that.
I agree. And I think for men especially, people would think that women would have more of a problem with being unhappy or not being in control of their happiness. But I really think that men have just a bigger problem, if not more of a problem, being happy. But we have been taught so long to be macho and to only exist in our masculinity. And we've been taught not to be sensitive to anything that will cause us to be in our feelings, for lack of a better term. So because we've been conditioned that way, I think a lot of times men don't know what happiness is, which is why, you know, we think we do. You know, we date a lot of women sometimes, you know, or we go here and there thinking that, you know, this is making me happy, when all we're doing a lot of times is creating ourselves a temporary moment of happiness. But when it's over, we're miserable. So
yeah,
Tomorrow I have to do the same thing all over again. So I think men really have the larger problem with understanding what happiness is, and even in creating their own happiness. And it's because we have not been conditioned to really go after happiness. We go after pleasure, and it's two different things.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because you definitely came from a perspective that I wasn't going to come from. I was going to really hone and focus in from the ladies' perspective. But you know what? Let's talk about it from a male's perspective. Let me show you. What do you think about this, Greg? When it comes to a man, a lot of times they would actually let a female know that, or define happiness to them, or what they're looking for. They would describe it as from a woman's perspective. If a woman says, hey, I need me somebody that's going to be loyal, and I want a man that does this, and I want a man that does that, they'll say, well, I need a woman that does that same thing, to make a woman feel like, okay, if I bring that to the table for this guy, I'm going to make him happy. But in actuality, what we're doing, Greg, is we're actually telling you, in a sense, exactly what you want to hear as a woman. We're telling you that what you want to bring to the table is what happiness is to us, so that therefore we can, you know, in exchange for sex, in exchange for whatever we want. So when a woman brings that to the table, thinking that she's making you happy, and thinking that what she's bringing is going to make her happy because she's going to be in a committed relationship, only to find out later that, guess what, we start acting different after the relationship has gone on for a little while, and, you know, we've got the sex, and we've kind of gotten used to you. Now we're thinking we're on to the next, and now you got an upset or hurt young lady thinking that, guess what, my happiness has been disrupted because I was told that what I brought to the table was going to make him happy, and in making him happy, in turn, he would do anything to make me happy. So it's almost as if it's a domino effect. It's a domino effect, and men do need to take responsibility for that by just being real and saying what happiness really is to them at that point, and not lying and not fabricating things up or tailoring it to what the woman wants to hear. What do you think about that?
There's a lot of truth in that. I mean, the one thing that we can say about women in regards to happiness is that even though you have a lot of women who may have had bad experiences, who may have trusted the wrong man, who may have given their heart to the wrong person, at least you can say she already had a picture in her mind of what she knew would make her happy.
Uh-huh.
So the problem was, she just trusted the wrong individual. Now, I'm not saying that she was depending on that person to make her happy. Like a lot of women have already planned the kind of wedding they want. They know the kind of man that they want. And there's a large majority of women who really know what kind of situation would not make them happy but contribute to their happiness. But the problem is, you have a lot of happy women who they get a little bit discouraged and impatient with wanting to be married or wanting to find a good man. So they rush into a relationship, not always because they're unhappy, but sometimes because they so want that desire to be married to be fulfilled, so that then they can reach another plateau of happiness, but they trust the wrong individual. So like you said a minute ago, you do have certain men who will hear what a woman wants and who will paint a picture that that's who they are, and that's not who they are.
Hmm. Well, let me
a lot of men do that.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. A lot of men do that. Go ahead.
A lot of men do that because they are unhappy with who they are. So they take on the identity of what that woman is suggesting, because they're the one who is lonely.
You know what? That's a pretty good point. But let me ask you this question real quick. Do you think, mm-hmm. how do you feel when if someone says that, and this is one of my Facebook friends actually said, I'm going to read it to you. They're tuning in. Thanks for listening. They said, a woman's happiness a lot of times is defined by romance novels, love songs, you know, movies, things of that nature, pop culture, TV, media. That's what really defines a woman's happiness nowadays. And he was saying that that's the problem, is that they think they try to make that real. And whenever they try to make that real, they always going to come up short, is what he says. What do you say to that young man?
I definitely understand where he's coming from. And there's certain parts of that I do agree with. But now, where I differ is that I do agree that a lot of women want what they see in these romance novels or romance movies. But I don't think that they are defining their happiness by that. I think they are more so defining their desire for what they want to achieve in a relationship or a marriage. Because, again, there are a whole lot of women who are happy with who they are. I mean, statistics show that. I mean, women are doing their thing. They're moving up in the world. They're making their own money. And it's not like they always need a man to provide for them what they don't already have already. They want someone to love them.
They need someone to love them, right? But let me show you. That actually brings me to a point. I was looking at a video of this guy, Dr. Umar Johnson, right? He actually made mm-hmm. this statement. He said that men have been reduced to a certain value. And the value is not a human value, or it's not, like, for instance, a black man. It's not that type of value, a historic value, or anything like that. It's a monetary value. It's a status value. And he was saying, a lot of women can go out and get their own education, their own degree, which solidifies them in society as an educated black woman or what have you, or a woman in general.
Mm-hmm.
They can go out and get a great job that could actually pay all of their bills, so they would solidify themselves as a success. He was saying that in every culture, to some extent, the woman depends on the man. And the funny part about it is that when a man is actually reduced to value of that sort, value that a woman can go out and get herself, whatever the guy brings to the table, it's never going to add up to the value that she brings to herself, because it's reduced to that. So my thing is, he was saying, when you look at that perspective, that's what will make a woman feel like, I actually already have my happiness. What I need it now to add to that is someone that's going to love me the way I want to be loved, right? And, that, and I heard you say that. But here's the thing. That's all you have to do is make one mistake. That's all you have to do is actually disagree in some shape, form, or fashion, rub her the wrong way, and then you got a problem in a relationship, and you're quick to be erased because of the fact that you're reduced to that monetary or that status value. So my question is to you, Greg, do you think that has a big bearing on, well, do you think the status of a woman when it comes to her own money, her education, her success, and her career, do you think that that is a form of happiness that the woman looks for in a man? However, it's difficult to find, or it's difficult to grasp or hold to, because when she has it herself, or when she can get it herself, what does she need you for? What do you think about that?
I do think that there are certain women who will define themselves by their accomplishment. And I do think that there are certain women who will use their accomplishment as a way to sometimes unintentionally emasculate a man, because you will, again, as you just stated, use that as a means of saying that I don't need you. But if that's the case, I think that woman has to look at, first of all, okay, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about love? Are we talking about happiness? And I believe that Al Green said it best when he said love and happiness, because they are two different things. While truly being loved will add to your happiness, they are not the same thing. And I think that is where a lot of the confusion comes in, and in regard to women and their accomplishments and degrees or what have you. Men have to, first of all, not be so insecure that they allow a strong-minded woman or an accomplished woman to scare them. Because at the end of the day, your degrees won't love you. Your degrees won't hold you at night. Your degrees really won't even make you happy. They will just provide a means for you to have more resources. And I think that when man and woman understands that, we'll understand the fact of what our purpose is for each other in the first place.
Okay.
Truth be told, nobody wants to say that they need each other, but we do.
Yeah. That's true, man. That is so true. I'm glad you brought up the difference between love and happiness, because that's exactly where we were going to go after the break. But see, you just broke it down eloquently, I want to tell you. Ladies, I got Greg on the line with me, and we're gonna continue this conversation, but we got to pay some bills real quick, Dollhouse Radio. We got to pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to read. I want you to partner with me, Greg, on the Keeping It Real letter. And the Keeping It Real letter is just one of those letters that one of our listeners send in. They want us to keep it real with their situation. We got the phone line still open, 646-595-4038. I see them lighting up. All right, and I got Facebook still up. I see you posting your post and everything. Give me a second. I'm going to get to them real quick, I promise. I got Greg on the line. If you can't hold for me, Greg, just a second, we're going to pay some bills. It's going down. We'll be back fast, and you can say cat in the hat. Cat in the hat, everybody. Let's do it.
Look. I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Nigga was off for a sec, now it's back to me. Nigga, you mad at me. This ain't what I want, man. It's what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel flat. I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys are business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals managed to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Yep. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are back from our break. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for what we like to call the Keeping It Real letter. And this Keeping It Real letter is, you know what, it ties directly into the conversation that we're having today. So let's put the theme music on, how we like to do it. Let me go on, pull it up. This one is coming from, drum roll, please. Well, I would have a drum roll, wouldn't I? But it's coming from Fayetteville, Arkansas. She say Washington County. What's up, Fayetteville? I just call you Fayetteville. I'm going to read the letter that she wants us to keep it real long. I'm going to bring my man Greg back on, and we're going to discuss it together. We're going to tie it all together when it comes to just happiness. And then after that, we're going to talk about the signs that you're not in control of your happiness, right? Let go. She says, Kenny Talk, I'm an attractive young lady. I know this because I have been told this all my life. Okay. She says, there's no problem for me to date. There's no problem for me to get anything I want. But the biggest problem is me finding happiness when it comes to a relationship. I go from relationship to relationship because there's always these situations that I don't like, that continue to show its ugly face. So I have to keep it moving because I'm not a woman. I'm not a woman that will settle. She says, however, when I look around my city, I see so many different women. I mean, from all shapes, colors, sizes, and these are her words: ugly, fat, skinny, you know, black, white, Hispanic, out of shape, all kinds of women that are not considered attractive when compared to me. Okay. She says that these women all seem to be able to find someone to be with. I see them holding hands in the mall. I see them at the bar having a drink together. I see them in restaurants. I see them different places. And when I look at these young ladies, they really are not as attractive as I am. I get so many offers, but for some apparent reason, why can't I make it? Why do you think I can't make it work? Can you keep it real with my situation? So, okay, thank you, Fayetteville. Well, let me jump right in then. Shout out to Fayetteville for writing in. Let me say this first and foremost, because we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move it along quickly. Fayetteville, let me tell you like this, sweetie. One thing that I notice about a lot of women, and I've heard this before, I mean, how the hell, you know, this ugly guy gets into a relationship, or how does this not so attractive girl find her somebody and they're happy and they're married and they're whatever, right? And you know what I say? I mean, I'm just to cut straight through the middle, all of the crap, Fayetteville. A lot of those people don't really give a damn about what people think on the outside. And based on all that you're saying in your letter, you make me feel like you do give a damn. Right? There are stipulations, there are expectations, there are things that happen in a relationship that you're not going to deal with that make you feel like you would be settling, in your own words. You're not going to settle, right? Because you don't have to settle for anything. You know, you've been told that you're super attractive, and you may as well be. But at the end of the day, being super attractive is not going to get you what you ask for. Being super attractive is not going to make a man behave the way you want him to in order to keep him around. Fayetteville, if a man has to behave a certain way for you to keep him around, I need you to understand that you're going to have a long, long fight towards finding someone that's going to act the way you want them to act throughout your relationship. You got to find someone that you just like, right? The funny part about being in a relationship is that there's going to be things that you might dislike about the person. But it's your love or your like for that person that makes you always want to be around them. I could dislike some things about you. You could be very attractive, Fayetteville, and I can dislike some things about you, right? It'll only make me want to have sex with you and move on. However, if I really care, if I love you, and if you show me exactly who you really are, then you know what that's going to do? Even if you make me upset, even if some things that I don't like, I'm going to find myself still gravitating and being around you, right? And if as long as I'm around you, then it's like we're building whether you know it or not. As long as I'm around you, we're building. So please understand, sweetheart, you got to get this I'm so attractive thing out of your head. You got to get this, okay, I can't find anybody or I'm not going to settle thing. You got to be able to actually look at a person for who they really are. Find that person that you just really want to be around, and their behaviors and how they act and how they treat you can't be that reason, because that fluctuates. Let me bring my man Greg back on the line real quick. I got to bring my man Greg back real quick. Give me a second. We got the beat rocking, and when I'm going to let my man Greg speak on it, then we're going to jump right back into the show, right? Give me 1 second. I love it. It's what we do. It's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. All right, engineers, let's get my man Greg back on. Hey, can you hear me, Greg? You still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, to keeping it real, letter, man, what would you say to Fayetteville?
I think Miss Fayetteville has done to herself exactly what so many women say that they don't want done to them. They don't want to be objectified by a man. Yep. But you objectified yourself by stating, you know, your physical attributes. And I think that you were on the button when you said that good looks do not keep a man. Ladies and gentlemen, Holly Berry can't keep a man. And she's fine. So clearly, it takes more than being fine to keep a man. I always always tell people that good looks are like milk. They get old and have an expiration date. You know, and I mean, honestly and truly speaking, a good man really wants something more than just a good-looking woman. I mean, I'll use myself as a personal example. I mean, for me, yeah, you being attractive is wonderful, but are you a good mother? Do you know how to have respect for me as a man? Do you understand the value that I see in you as a woman, which goes well beyond how you look? You know, I tell my nephew all the time, you know, I say, you know, you young boys are looking for a good piece of booty, but you better worry about can season that chicken right. You know, things like, you know, can you cook? Do you have homemaker skills? Now, I'm not trying to throw women back into the 1950s, but those type old school values are attractive to a good man. And in that letter, I heard none of that.
Wow. You know what? You hit it right on the head. I'm glad she wrote in because we want to make sure that she understands we appreciate her writing in and we only want the best for her. We only want the best for her. So thank you, Fayetteville, for writing in. Now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and jump right into some things. Some things that are signs that, guess what? Like, what happens when you're not in control of your own happiness? I got, happiness is decided by the way your lover behaves, right? And we just gave a little bit of an example with Fayetteville, or another quick example is when you, like, I see this a lot at work. I see this a lot in my daily life, right? I'm walking, I'm chilling. A woman who's having relationship problems, or a man, for that perspective, if that dictates you having a good day, if that dictates your demeanor for that day or that week, what you're going through with your relationship, if that's enough to bring you down in everything that you do, every aspect of your life, being a mother, you know, being a cashier at McDonald's, whatever your job is, you know, going to work, being a lawyer, being a doctor, if that could impact that, then you have to say that you're not in control of your happiness. And I see so many people that says, you know, they be going through some stuff and, you know, and they're not performing their job at the level that they should, or, you know, they disrespect you at the counter at McDonald's. You looking like, why do I deserve that? You know, the manager pull it to the side. Hey, what's going on? Well, I'm just going through a lot on the outside. So a happy relationship dictates your life, right? Here's another one. When you break up with someone or they break up with you, there's a struggle to see yourself happy again. Because the way that person acted or what that person did or did not do, it's hard for you to even see yourself happy. Okay? When you don't have full control of your happiness, you lack direction in life. How many people have noticed when they break up or they going through issues with their relationship, they don't want to move on? They don't know what direction to go in. They just sit in a stupor of misery, and they spread that misery. Then you have to understand that you are not in control of your happiness, right? All right. Happiness becomes a delusional misconception. What you want looks different after you get it. Let me show you what that looks like. There's a lot of people say, I want a man that's gonna do manly stuff around the house, get up and go to work, pay the bills, take care of me sexually, listen to my listen to me, my and take my feelings in consideration. Be a nurturer, be sensitive to what I'm going through. Be a good father, a good family man. Be a good husband, a faithful husband. You want all of that, right? But how many people do you know that get everything they want only to want something else? And the reason why that happens is because, guess what? What you asked for, you got. But what you asked for looks different after you got it than what you thought it would be. Or it comes in a different package, right? It comes in this different package that make people feel like, you know what? I thought I wanted that, but I really didn't. All right. You look for someone special to give control over your emotions to. There's so many women, there's so many guys that are out here getting that are looking for a great relationship. And when they find this person that they feel like is gonna make them happy, they give that over to them and say, all right, now my happiness is in your hand. My heart is in your hand. Don't be clumsy. Don't drop it. Don't break it. You know, do what you got to do to keep me happy. Okay, you're not in control of your happiness. And real quick, I'm just going to touch on something that my man Greg said earlier. A lot of people struggle with being in control of their happiness because of their lack of ability to forgive. We're bitter. We hold on. We're upset at the ex. It's so difficult to find your own happiness. It's so difficult to focus because guess what? Man, he did you something rough and you hurt. I know I said a whole lot, Greg, but what do you think about that, man? I mean, what is your input on some of the stuff I was saying, man? You got the flow.
I mean, I'll deal with the one that you just mentioned last about people being, you know, so hurt. I think that, and this is, I don't want this to sound insensitive, but I think that people have to learn, even when you've been hurt, I don't care whether you've been hurt in your childhood or in your adulthood, you have got to one day come to grips with the fact that you are still in control of you right now. And we cannot allow things that happen to us in a moment or in a time frame in our life to cause us to be unhappy for the rest of our life. You know, it's true. Misery does love company, and people do a lot of times connect with other people out of misery. Now, they're trying to be happy, but they're miserable. And when you're miserable, you would never be happy because all you know is misery and behavior is learned. So all you would do is repeat the same cycle. You will end up connecting with people out of misery, out of hurt, out of pain, and you would do that for years on years on years. And then you will keep on having the same story of, I can't find nobody, men are trifling, or women play games, or whatever they want to say. And we always blame other people for the decisions that we make instead of being accountable to our own choices. I don't entertain anybody who always has a sad story. I don't. Because we all have been hurt.
That's a very good point. I want to do this real quick. I got a lot of people listening in tonight, and I did promise. You know what? I have a pretty cool example. I wanted to share with everybody on Facebook. I love Facebook, and I love all my friends that reach out to the Kenny Talk Experience. I wanted to read a little something to you that was actually sent to me before we go to the final thought. And this is a young lady. I read this post, and I was like, you know what? That's interesting. She says, I thought I had it all together. I had it all planned out in my early 20s. A husband, kids, job, school, and working on getting a house. Until I lost it all. It took me to lose everything to understand who was God. She says, you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. As I slowly approach 30, I look back over my life. And I thank God for everything that's happened to me. it made me stronger and it made me get closer to God. A lot of things that used to bother me don't bother me. I'm extremely blessed with two beautiful kids that I can't imagine life without. All right. They make me who I am today. Now I'm chasing my dreams and I won't stop until it becomes a reality. You got God, ambition, prayer, drive, unstoppable. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. I let her know that I was going to make sure that I shared this with everybody. Here's the reason why, everybody, why I did that. I wanted to share that with you before we go to the final thought. She said that she had a lot of the stuff that many women feel will make them happy, right? But then she lost it all. When that does happen, you have a choice. You can shrivel up in misery. You can fall by to the wayside. Or you can dive into what your passions are in life, your goals, and go get them. You can do that. You have a choice. She made that choice. Okay? I want to give a big shout out to her for doing that. You know, I'm going to leave her anonymous, but y'all keep on sending me your testimonies. Keep on listening to the Kenny Talk Experience. We are here 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time every Wednesday, and it's a platform for you. I lay everything I got on down as to create a platform to really help people. So Greg, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. I want to give my man Greg salute for joining the Kenny Talk Experience tonight. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we got a lot from you today. That's Mr. Greg Devon, y'all. Y'all check him out on Facebook. He got a lot of great information. He does the positive speaking. He does relationships. You do a lot of stuff, man. So you know what? I want to say you're an inspiration to me and keep it up. And we appreciate you, John. All right,
then.
It's time now for... Guess what, everybody? The final thought. Let's wrap everything up with a pretty bow. And what's the final thought for those new that are listening tonight? The final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together to kind of sum everything up. All right? I want everybody to have a spectacular weekend. We're not going to stop, and that's how we do it. All right, let me get my theme music up. Come on, engineer. Get the theme music popping. Let go. All right, here we go. Final thought. Full control of your happiness. Are you in full control? All right. Remember to go out and get that book, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. Tune in to Dollhouse Radio at this number all throughout the week. Great shows. Check it out. Being in love makes many people happy. Many are happy because of our love life. So when it comes to happiness, relationship sets the stage. So if a person you are loving stops loving you back, or they say or do something that makes you sad, then your happiness is under the control of how they behave. When things are not going well on the home front, we settle under a dark cloud. We spread misery to whoever will listen. And who's ever in the vicinity. When he pisses you off, you have a bad day. When he treats you nice, you're up in the clouds. And the one you love dictates your energy. Now imagine if a person you have given this power tell you that it's over. Walk out and move on. It's the very reason it's so hard to let go, making you say and do things that you'll regret. And the reason getting over heartbreak takes so long. Now, we have to find things outside of love, loving another person, that makes us want to spread joy and laughter. A happy relationship is two people that are happy within themselves coming together to live happily ever after. I want to drop that on your head real quick. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We never gonna stop. Salute. To all the fellas out there, keep your head up, stay moving. To all the ladies out there, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Be safe, and let's keep it rolling like we do. All right. It's Kenny Talk and the Kenny Talk Experience.